You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Dr. Edvige, and it is my pleasure to bring to you each and every time some amazing information that can help to empower, that helps to change your life, because, you know, it's my goal, my desire to bring you tools to empower, uplift, and inspire you to be the best that you can be. And of course, to help you take control of your life, to understand that everything you are experiencing is because you are creating it consciously or not. So together we can begin to create the life that you want consciously. And so I want to invite you to connect with me, because I am offering complimentary strategy sessions to really help you get off of autopilot and begin to create the life that you want. So email me at contact.dradvige and set up your complimentary session. So moving right into our guest, because we have a lot to cover and only 50 minutes in which to do it. My guest today is Bornbazi Flame. He's an author of occult, esoteric, spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific-based literature. And he's taken inspiration from ancient and contemporary works and put together some just amazing information. So I know you're there, Bornbazi. Thank you. I know you're calling in from England, so I appreciate that you're here with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on your show. Really a pleasure and privilege.
My pleasure. So before we get started, just give our audience just a little bit of background. You know, I always like to know where your spiritual journey began.
Well, for me, I always felt a strong connection to something beyond materialism and my ability to manifest what I thought about. Although due to unconscious mode of living, I was manifesting everything I didn't want. Then as I went through my teens, I was a regular cultural sheep, living and reacting off stimuli and emotions, seeking pleasure, trying to avoid pain. Eventually, I sought crime as a way of attaining the lifestyle projected by the media, and that went well. You know, I could buy things that I wanted, you know, the projections of success, but everything else, you know, was going wrong. I was getting more and more sick, and then one day I was at my friend's and I found a copy of The Secret, and that was excellent because it helped me become more positive.
And right? That's very
good. Yeah, and then I watched Zeitgeist, and that awakened my taste for alternative subjects. And this was when my journey began, and I spent the next 5 years researching everything I could. YouTube, books, like a full-time job, like my life depended on it. And because I had a very strong desire to heal myself. And so eventually I came to this point where I am now, where I had to, because I'd done all the hard work, I thought, and aggregated so much vast data, I wanted to put it together and to try and help other people to hopefully not make the same mistakes I did and maybe to have an easier ride.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's so very interesting that contrast can bring us into harmony, right? And based on where we are in that moment, vibrationally speaking, it will determine just how severe that contrast is. And so if someone listening to this can get the message, can get the lesson, they perhaps won't have to have such difficult contrast. So that's what this is
Definitely.
all about. You know, for me, it was a
Exactly.
car accident back in
Okay.
2004. Yeah, in 2004, living life, had a wonderful life singing, and but not doing soul's purpose. And in the car accident, went into the light, and the angel said, "You are here to bring them into the light." I'm like, well,
Wow.
that's a wake-up call, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So now,
Amazing.
it really is, yeah, a fascinating story that I share. What is mode of living about?
Well, it's a love-based lifestyle, and it's a way to becoming more conscious of our actions by learning how we actually work and identifying why things are the way they are. Our current system of society is based on profit and purchasing power. This has meant that ingrained cultural habits, regardless of their usefulness, how right or wrong they are dictating the way we live. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the escalating disease and poor health in the world is evident that something is wrong. And so mode of living is comparable to any other love-based lifestyle. It's concerned with any existing, it isn't concerned with existing cultural norms that are benefiting the world, that are not benefiting the world, sorry. Yes, it's the system, it is an aggregation of what actually works in the hope of to create a better existence, because we are at a point where we are learning so much regarding how the body functions, and still people are slaves to their culture and the institution that only cares about sustaining itself. Yeah, because the system needs obedient workers. It doesn't care if they get ill or unhappy, as there are plenty of other cogs to replace those that are faulty. Well, I'm not content with the disrespecting of people and evil doing. Unconscious living must stop, and we should live in a way that benefits us.
Absolutely. So now, is mode of living a whole lifestyle change, or is it just teaching people how to move into their heart space and live from that space and being conscious and being of integrity? Is it a whole different lifestyle change,
It depends on how you want it, how you want to use it. You can. It's about integrating yourself synergistically with the environment. It's also flexible and allows for mishaps, that knowing that growth will come in the future. So, can you repeat your question, please? I didn't answer everything I wanted to answer just now, but I got
okay.
stuck.
So when I'm seeing mode of living, you know, and I know you have a book
yes.
out called Mode of Living, available on Amazon, if for
yes.
everyone listening.
That's right.
Mode of living. So really, it's about changing your whole outlook of how you're doing things. And so you're suggesting that we reprogram and change how we're doing things, or is it more just teaching people about love and getting into their heart space? So what exactly is the goal for mode of living?
Yeah, it's about changing. Okay, well, because of the profit mongers out there, we've been taught to live a certain way. And I believe from what I've learned, well, it's obviously around us because of all the destruction and all the many bad things that are happening, where we're not sustainable right now. We're not going the direction that the earth is going to be getting. It doesn't get better. We're not looking after our garden in a way that's benefiting it. We're just taking and taking, and we take from each other. And so I believe something that we're doing is not exactly right, and that we need to learn from many things. We need to learn better ways of eating, we need to learn better ways of treating each other, of living, of sustaining the earth. And so, yes, mode of living is a total lifestyle change, but, you know, it's not, you don't have to be dogmatic towards it, because you can take what you want out of it, because I'm not trying to here to preach anything, and, you know, you can integrate it with your own life, because it's all about love and growth. And
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. So, see, okay, so we know the old timeline, which you've already talked about, not even knowing. The time is money timeline, right? That timeline ended, right? That's what ended in 2012. And that was the scarcity and everyone working for the almighty dollar and just in this scarcity mentality and struggle and not living from the heart space. And so really what the mode of living seems to me is all about is as we have left that timeline and we're getting ready to step into this Aquarian age, the golden age, it really is a new way of seeing, being, and doing things. It's a
Exactly.
guideline then for how do we actually move back into our heart space? How do we become consciously aware of what we're eating, how we're treating each other, what we're doing to Mother Earth, really going back to a purer way of existence? So it's kind of like the beginnings of, okay, we're moving into the golden age. Now what? Well, let's see what the potential is for how we could be living, breathing, and being. So that's what it sounds
Exactly.
like to me. Yeah,
Now
lovely.
is the era of transformation, the epoch of change, and we need to stick together right now and really make it happen because we our children, our future generations, they're going to look back and say, this could be the time when the fork happens and we start leading the direction where we want things to go, because otherwise the only thing we're going to leave for our children is ash and destruction. So I think it's that they deserve that, and we should definitely do our best to leave it better than we found it.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting because truly this is the time that the Bible spoke of. So we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones that will create the change. This is it. And so, it's so interesting to see how people all around the world are beginning to get that and starting to wake up and starting to put their ideas. It's like Source Energy Creator is sending out all of these ideas and people are just picking up on it. And this is just a part of that. It's like, okay, let's
Yeah,
take this
expressions.
and grow. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, and we of course talk about love, being a love-based lifestyle. So, share with me, what is love?
Okay, well, we all know love is diverse, but for the sake of keeping things simple, there are two types of love. There's soulful love and mammalian love. Soulful love is the universal source energy that flows through everything and is not selective of where it ends up. You just need to be receptive to it. Mammalian love makes people addicted to stimuli and is selective and love this, hate that type of love. Soulful love is not emotional, whereas mammalian love is. Universal source energy flow, or Yusuf, as I call it in mode of living, is a love in currency that and allows things to grow. It is received by the human through the chakra system and develops the being, also known as the soul or spirit, which is a double toroid form enveloping the body.
Wow. Okay, so okay, now you're talking about the toroidal, because of course the heart is in a toroidal field,
Yes.
which is highly, highly interesting. Okay, that brings up an image that I just have to share with the audience. I don't think I've ever shared this experience.
Okay.
So I've had a million experiences in my awakening. I
Okay.
wrote a book about it, but so here's one. One morning I woke up to a Taurus, literally my eyes were open, and there in front of my eyes to the left was a Taurus. It was
Well.
purple, and to the right was an over superimposed on it was a heart, and then to the right was a gold tetrahedron. The tetrahedron began to spin, and as it spun, I lifted out of my bed, out of my room, into space, into the cosmos, super fast, and I was literally in the stars. And
Well.
yes, And as I'm there, I said, oh my God, bring me back home. Like, take me,
Why?
because I moved so quickly. I wasn't expecting that. And then I was back in my bed, back in my space. Very interesting. So there's a lot of energy behind this Taurus. Very, very, very powerful. Can you share, what this electromagnetic field is and a little bit more about how it works, maybe?
Okay, sure. A Taurus is a donut shape that self-cycles energy, and a double Tauri formation is a naturally stable energetic formation in the universe that holds all matter together. Imagine two donuts stacked together. Energy flows in at either poles and to the center, then comes back round and out. For the humans, this means Yusuf comes in through our feet and head and centers at the heart. The heart is, of course, the will of the human. It's very powerful. Bhajan explained how the hair on our head is like the antennas that gather and channel sun energy or prana to the frontal lobes, the part of the brain you use for meditation and visualization. In India, a rishi is known as a wise one who curls his hair up on the crown of the head during the day to energize the brain cells. A rishi energizes your magnetic field and stimulates the pineal gland. Those who know about walking barefoot will confirm that we do draw energy by connecting to earth. And other people, you know of Nassim Haramein's work?
Oh, maybe? Gosh, yes, yes.
Of course, right? Okay, and what about recently David Allen LaPointe and his primer fields?
No, I'm not familiar with that. Please explain, yeah.
Okay, you've got to check this guy out because when I saw his videos on YouTube, I was like, I was over the moon, right? Because he actually confirmed Nassim's work, and he shows how the double torus and the plasma and how planets are like Saturn, how the rings of Saturn is due to the coming together of two Tauri, and if you could have him on your show, I'd have him on your show, yeah, because he's really doing some great work. And so where were we? So we have the double Taurus. In the past, I've seen a lot of researchers had human inside a single Taurus, but I really believe in the double Taurus. And basically, so once the Yusuf comes in at either ends, and the chakra centers, right, they produce a static magnetic pulse, okay, and this produces due to the Zeeman effect, they produce the aura halo that surrounds us, right, and where the effects of speaking of spectral gong.
So let me ask you, so this Taurus field, it affects the human. So explain to me how it can affect your health. It affects all sorts of things. So kind of explain to me how that all works, because that's really interesting.
Okay, we have
so this energy's coming in. This energy's coming in from your feet because, we walk around barefoot and my feet pulse and vibrate. The chakras below my feet and my crown pulses and vibrates. So I get that. The energy's coming in from both ends. And then what?
And then, and then it goes, and then the chakra energy centers, they refract the energy, the Yusuf, the, universal source energy, and they refract it. And this builds up the magnetic field that surrounds the body. And then also it produces the halo that surrounds the magnetic field, the aura. And so now we have the dual consistency, okay, the human, the being. The being is the energetic aspect, the magnetic field known as the soul, okay? And so we have the construction between the human, the animal aspect of the partnership, And so they're connected, of course. And so say if the energy, the being, if it depletes, okay, or if it gets weak, then obviously the human will degrade, you know, will age. And if the human is unhealthy, the being will fade. You know, so abuse the being and the human will age, or abuse the human and the being will fade. And so there's a synergy there. And so we must learn to be holistic. And this is where Mode of Living concentrates on making sure you know that there's this connection and that you must look after both. Because we
so
live on different
important.
Levels.
Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah, so important, so important.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
You can't just look after one, because if you look after one and neglect the other, you're basically neglecting both.
Absolutely. And so you're talking of the aura, your energetic field, which is made up of what? The emotional body, the spiritual body, the mental body, right? And so these fields of existence around you are just as important to maintain in health. And that's what you share then in your book, how to maintain the energetic body as well as the physical body. Now, you say that the feedback between the two, that's a loop system. Can you explain
yes.
that a little bit?
Okay, the feedback loop system. Basically, the whole universe is holistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We live in a universe, and so everything we do has an effect on the environment, and changes in the environment affect us. This occurs at all levels of reality and existence. So if you make changes in the perceived physical reality, you also make changes in the immaterial. Make changes in the immaterial, and you influence the material. So within the challenge, you can be, okay, so we can become masters of our universe by knowing this, because you know how the machine works. I call our surroundings the control panel, okay? And like any control panel, you just know which buttons need to be pressed and how to press them, and then you can get the results that you want. And it's about becoming the center of your universe, because you are the center, right? When if you look left, up, down, right, it's you in the middle of the universe. I'm in the middle of my universe, and it's about you have the potential to be the center, but you must become it, because otherwise you can become a satellite orbiting around some other more powerful entity. And when this happens, your individual influence over the universe lessens, and you're destined to live in someone else's reality, you know, just as a satellite. And yeah, so you must, the importance here is what I really believe in, yeah, and I want people to understand, is that we should all be individuals as part of a synergistic whole.
So now, you've said a mouthful, because
yeah.
We have this environmental thing going on with, you know, whatever forces you want to call them, in this time is money matrix, where mm-hmm. everyone's playing out their part, and they're not the center of the universe, because they're playing the role as the abused, as scarcity, as not having enough, the victim. So
yeah.
if we're looking at people who are really stuck in that, and then they watch the news and they get tied into that illusion, right? So yeah. how do we take that person who doesn't know that they're living in the illusion, how do we take them and pull them out of that false matrix? Because that's what it is, a false matrix. How do we pull them out of it?
Good question. Well, usually someone has to come to a certain point in their life for them to, you know, as it said, to wake up, right, to understand, hold on, something's not right here. I've been doing this, and I've been told to do this, and I learned to do it, but it's obviously not getting a desired result, and so I must make a change. Or there's people like us, we try and help people, but a lot of the time, unless you come to a certain point, unless you fall or have one of these like epic situations in your life, you don't really believe anything is worth changing. So this is why in my work I like to use science and some logic, because I believe in balance. And so I'm hoping that if people, you know, if everyone is dominated by their, what is it, the left brain and, you know, logical, well, not everyone, but, you know, certain individuals or people, maybe, you know, they're not individuals yet, then they might listen to logic. But even sometimes logic, I don't think it works. So I don't know, basically. What do you think?
Well, you know, and for me, since my awakening started a long time ago, and has been very much guided by benevolent beings, it really is so important. Like you said, you know, you feel like all of a sudden you're being pushed. So there is this awakening, this little trigger that goes off within a person saying, I know there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what it is. Or, you know, they find themselves stuck and they're set up because part of universal laws pushing you to the wall to come to that fork in the road to make a choice. And so you find yourself at a crossroads. There's going to be something that triggers you to find yourself at that place. And then it's time to wake up. And from that point, how do we wake up? Getting off of autopilot, becoming consciously aware that you are able,
alive,
right, to step out of that false matrix and begin to be the co-creator of your experiences. Because you've been creating this lack and limitation based on the global, or whatever you want to call it, false matrix. So now you can step out of that and move into a higher vibrational energy and begin to create more joy, more peace, more love. So it's very interesting to see how people are doing that. We just need more people to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hit a critical point, and we're in that flow of change, I believe, because the alternative, or they call it the alternative scene, is growing, and you do hear more about people, or you might hear someone speak about and drop a word, and you're like, you know, and so I think it's happening, and I really hope it's happening, and I will do my best to keep it happening. Because I don't want, no one should have to get to that point where they fall, right, and they have to pick themselves up, and or they get smashed, you know, and before they find they have to improve themselves. Because the problem here is by spending all this time trying to heal rather than live, we're not progressing. We're just we're in a state of survival, not a state of living. And so we must. It's time to live and to grow and to get out of fear and this state of protection that we're in, because it's only gonna go one way, and that's not a good way.
Exactly. So now, how do we attain this, Yusuf?
Okay, the universal source energy flow. Okay, well, it is everywhere, right?
So indeed it is.
You just need to be conductive and to not create blockages. Okay, so blockages are created in the energy centers due to living in fear and having fear-based thoughts. Also, if the glands are not well mineralized or become calcified, then their ability to refract Yusuf is decreased. Chakra, the Sanskrit word for vortex or whirlpool, describes their behavior perfectly. And that's enough for me. That's enough evidence to know that we do know that it is known what the body, how it functions. Okay, even in the past, they knew exactly what was going on. And so if they spin wrong, okay, these vortices. If they make the wrong frequency, then the being will be poor and, poor quality. And so, obviously, if you've got a being of poor quality, the human, the body is going to age. And then, so how could you spend your time looking after the world and, enjoying life if your body is falling apart because you're not looking after your being.
Absolutely. So, and it's so important that we maintain our energetic body and that those chakras are spinning, freely, beautifully, and not calcified. I always share with people to decalcify. Make sure you're not putting fluoride in your toothpaste. Things
exactly.
like fluoride will calcify. Or drink a little,
yes.
a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water. That helps to decalcify. It's extremely important. I know when I do energy work on people, I can feel when they have these blocks, and I can tell
mm-hmm.
when, we're trying to, when I say we, my beings and me, working on opening their third eye, and it doesn't open. It's because it's calcified. The pineal is calcified. And so it's so important that on this journey of awakening and becoming your God self, that you take care of the physical body and stop putting fluoride in it, stop putting chlorine in it, and really start to pay attention to what you're eating.
Yeah, consume positively. Sorry, you've got to consume the right things and not consume the bad things. And there's positive and negative consumption of immaterial and material substance. So most people, they concentrate on material consumption. And a lot of people, they don't know because... they call it the Illuminati food pyramid. I don't know if you've heard that term, but it's like you got to eat loads of bread and loads of pasta, and then you have to eat, and water's not that well mentioned, and there's not a strong concentration on vegetables, and you need protein and this sort of thing, and it's all wrong. If you look at statistics and facts of the past, and even now when they have findings, it's wrong. And we need to change this because it's not fair that children at school they're being poisoned, and they're not being taught how they should be looking after their body. And then obviously, as their body is not maintained properly, their energy centers are not going to be giving off the right frequency, then the being's going to start to fade, and then we have this premature aging, and again, we're stuck in survival mode and not in living and growth.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important, and so for those wondering what does that diet look like, just real brief, if we are energy and frequency, then that would suggest that what we should be putting into ourselves should be of the highest energy and frequency, things that are alive, like produce, a nice fresh crisp apple, raw almonds, just healthy foods that are alive, that the enzymes haven't been killed,
Exactly.
Yes.
And they've got it's got the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency of the cells, of the living cells. They're obviously going to mingle with your EMF, okay? And like attracts like, eat like living and you become alive. Eat dead, eat flesh, yeah? And what's going to happen? You're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're going to also food of growth, right, is... is alkaline, and food of storage, right, is acidic.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So it's as simple as that. Just to knowing that living food will just be so beneficial for your body, and acidic food, which is food of storage, of course everyone's going to have a little bit here and there, right? They're going to want to eat some sugar.
Oh,
you're going to want to eat some beans, right, maybe some fish or whatever, but just concentrate on eating living food, and you're doing okay.
It makes such a big, big difference. I know I have an ionizer, so I have a machine that makes alkaline water, and that's what I drink every day, in addition
mm-hmm.
to fresh lemons in the morning. So, it's so important that we get it, be alkaline. It really, really helps the body. First of all, disease is a lot of times caused when your body is too acidic. It causes the body to break down, to get cancers and different things. And so it's important that we alkalize the body. And if you don't have an ionizer, a little baking soda in water, guess what? It's alkaline. It will help to alkalize the body.
That's
so,
the job.
Yeah, it does the job.
Also, I read the other day, Mother's milk is alkaline. And obviously, if the mother's producing alkaline milk for her child, obviously us humans, we should be consuming alkaline products, okay? So that's enough evidence for me to know that alkaline food is definitely the way to go.
Absolutely. It truly is. And since we're talking about the food, let's talk about the mind. It's so important that we quiet our minds, that we stop being so overstimulated by so many things and really become more mindful of what we're allowing to go in. You know, I mentioned earlier that I don't watch the news. It's so important that we get this, that we have to be stewards of what we allow to go in. And so, you know, pay attention to what video games you're allowing your children to play, how violent they are, and then they're becoming so immune to, you know, the stimuli, and they're thinking that blood and gore is normal when it's not. We really have to become much more mindful of what we're allowing to go into us, because that's seeding us. That's going into our subconscious, and that's determining what we are and what we're creating. So it's really important that we're not violent. No.
We're good. We're nice people, and we want to be. And there's no bad people, right? There's no bad dogs. There's only bad owners. But we're not, like, the parents aren't the owners, right? If the TV's on, the TV is the one dictating. I call them the authors of civilization, okay? It's written, they program everyone on how they should think, feel, and live life. And so it's not a blame game. We're not here to blame anyone, but we're here to change it. And we're here to take a stand now and to say, okay, it's enough. You know, you got a way of making your corporation strong and making loads of cash, okay? But we don't want to be spoon-fed anymore. We don't want a farmer's feed. You know, our McDonald's farm, you know, is going to be put out of business because, you know, we're going to start thinking for ourselves and we're going to feed ourselves with, if we can, grow our own food and just live in a much more sustainable way.
Yes. Kind to the earth and just full of love. So let me ask you then, we're talking about this Yusuf. What happens when we stop receiving it?
Okay. Basically, you get leaks in the magnetic field, and the reasons for the feeling of lack is basically these leaks. And then so when you get a leak in your magnetic field, you start, you don't feel good. And so you'll go to hedonism and addiction because the mammalian brain, when it feels bad, it will be like, ah, this sugar tastes good. It must be good for me. And so all this meat, wow, it's like it's so rich. It must be good for me. And then so you're emotionally unstable. And so the mammalian brain will just, wherever it releases serotonin, okay, so foods, it could be, you know, watching the news or watching those dramas on TV to release those endorphins in the brain. And then so, but it's confused. The mammalian brain doesn't know that it's not healing itself and it's not consuming the right stuff. And the less you attain, Yusuf you attain, you'll get physical maladies, you'll get ill, you'll get spots, and other manifestations will arise in the body. And the purpose of these maladies is that is to communicate to you because you're not listening. Okay, the mammalian brain is it doesn't know. Okay, unless you're conscious. Okay, unless you're awake and you know that you're doing the right or the wrong thing. When you do the wrong thing and you get one of these manifestations of a leak, okay, the only way the body can tell the pilot, the consciousness, that it's hurting itself is by showing you in the mirror, you know?
So how do we prevent leaks? By what we said earlier, by eating clean food, by doing all these things, we can prevent leaks in our magnetic field? Did I lose you? Hello, we may be having some difficulty. Don't go anywhere, listeners.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, sorry, where did I? Okay.
So I was asking you, yeah, I asked you, we were talking about the leaks in the magnetic field. So
okay, all right.
How do we prevent that?
Okay, how do you prevent it? Okay, so say you hate your job, okay? You go in every day and you feel bad. And then as soon as you come home, you notice you feel better. Okay, so obviously when you're going into work or wherever, you know, this is just an example, you're obviously creating blockages in yourself. And so you can't do these things that are making you feel bad, because then you will stop receiving, you know, love, the love of the universe, and you'll stop growing. And so it is about eating right, and it is about being who you are, and finding your individuality, and living in love. Don't sacrifice your soul for material possessions. If it's killing you, you know, if it's not good for you, then you just don't do it, because it's not worth it. Like nowadays, being ill is fine. It's fine to be ill. It's fine to be unhealthy, but not having the material possessions that are epitomizing modern day society, that's not okay. So people would rather be ill, have what they want, yeah, go on holiday or whatever, but they just want, you know, because it's the authors of civilization. They tap into this mammalian brain of ours, and they tell us you need this stuff because we're smiling at you, and you will smile too if you buy. So buy now, and go and do something you hate, because you need to buy this stuff, because you'll be able to have sex, and you'll be powerful, and you'll be liked.
So, gosh, then our mindset, if we're always thinking negative thoughts, if we're angry, if we're upset, if we're depressed, all of these things cause leaks.
Exactly, yeah, because they'll change the frequencies of our energy centers, okay, and we won't be receiving, or say if we receive, it won't be splitting the frequency correctly. And so, yeah, leakages is like, it's a description, but it's because it's always there. So it's like, because you can give it away, you can give as much love as you want, but as long as you're always receiving love, then you have, you can always give it away, because you can always receive it. So it's not a problem, but it's just when you stop receiving it, and you just stop being receptive to it, that's when you find the problem. And then when you keep doing things that you know, that use your energy, and then you stop receiving it, then what's going to happen? You're going to deplete, and you're going to then come in the physical maladies, then comes the premature aging, and
so you have to really find your joy. So wherever
exactly
you are in this moment, be grateful, be in gratitude, because that's an important energy to bring in, this love, being thankful for where you are. Even if it's not the best circumstances, you can always move through it when you find something in it to be grateful for.
Exactly, because if you live in love, everything you need to live in love, the universe will provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, most important thing of how to live in love is to find your purpose and live for your purpose, okay? And we should reinstate a balance between creation and consumption. Currently, we're living in consumer culture, which is evident from mass society, and that's obviously because we're fear-based right now, although we could be turning, which I hope so. And so everyone should live their dream, okay? And we can't regret our past. We've got to look forward and act now to change the world. We have to make the necessary changes to become more than just animals. For the inspiration that turned the elements of the periodic table into something that could love and grow, till it evolved enough to become as is, the inspiration for life came from conscious evolution. So now our bodies are really good, right? You probably know much better than me, or how perfect the body is. And so right now, it's not. We don't need to evolve the body. We need to evolve consciousness. And then once we evolve consciousness, then the real change will happen.
Absolutely. Everything goes along, but as above, so below, as within, so without.
Exactly.
So change has to begin from within. So now you've spoken about the mammalian brain. Tell me just some more about it, because that really is quite fascinating.
Yes. Okay. It functions from stored memories and emotions. When we are in a new situation, the mammalian brain goes through past experiences of information on how best to react. So it'll go back to a corresponding situation and activates an equivalent response. So that could be of a frustrated teen or upset child. It connects feelings to events and material reality. For this reason, it is known as the visceral or feeling brain. Like the reptilian brain, it operates primarily on a subconscious level and without a sense of time. The limbic system, which is a set of brain structures within the mammalian brain concerned with emotions, is active in situations that arouse fear, anger, frustration, and pity. Well, does it sound like most people are dominated by their mammalian brain?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most people live in fear, don't they? Wow.
Yeah.
So is this a part of the subconscious, or these experiences, these memories are stored in your subconscious? So the memory banks of your mind, that's the mammalian brain.
Yeah,
wow.
It goes on
Very
to what you were saying earlier about watching, bad computer games and, or being told off for just a horror movie or something. And then, we watch TV, okay, because our mammalian brain is looking at ways of how the alphas, how they react to certain situations, okay? And then, when it does something, it wants to emulate it. It's like, oh, that person shouted at that person when in that situation, so obviously I must do the same. And that's how it functions, and that's why we love TV so much, because the primitive parts of our brain is looking for information on how best to survive, and it sees the people on TV as the survivors. And as we said before, we're not here to survive; we're here to live. And we don't need to run away from animals in the jungle anymore, right? But we obviously have to fight, and we've got to be active, so we can't just try to wish our way out of everything. So we do need to stand up for ourselves and not be too right mind, okay, because then we're not in balance. But at the same time, we shouldn't be in this subconscious feeling that we're constantly in a struggle, because maybe we are, but it doesn't need to be that way. We've got to restore balance, okay? And we're so emotional humans, and we find it hard to make executive decisions. Usually we eat because it feels good, or we don't talk to someone, say or do what we want because we fear we are going to get laughed at. So really, we need to become more conscious of our emotional dictatorship that is controlling our lives. Like marketing, unhealthy life is worth billions, right? And we're the targets. We see a smiling face, eat, drink, or do something, and our mammalian brain wants to do the same to get the same. And that's
wow.
the reality.
That is the reality. So we have just a few more moments. Do you have any final thoughts on how to be more in balance, and how do we become, we don't have a lot of time, so let's just finish up with, how do we become more balanced in this mode of living?
Okay.
So right where we are right now, everyone, wherever they are, what are a couple of ideas we can do to become more balanced in our mode of living?
Okay, we need to live in the middle. Okay, we don't want a roller coaster anymore. We need even Goldilocks thought the one in the middle was just right. Okay, Icarus's father warned him not to fly too close to the sun or to the sea. Okay, and we need to stop being so emotional. Okay, so I know it's fun to be emotional, and it's happy and it's sad, and we love being happy and we love being sad, but it's time to stop that and to be conscious. And I would like to say one thing for. Can I have a closing statement?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Behind us is the night of unconsciousness. 10,000 generations have brought us to this point to learn the answers of the most sought-after question. Do we say thanks for positioning us in front of the screen of light and only use this power to spy on our family? I want this power to bring liberty for the body, freedom for the mind, death, the death of ignorance or mine in the battle to try. Basically, I'm a man on a mission. And I really hope we are together on this, because we are together on this and we must make a change. And for ourselves, we've learned from our mistakes, and so let's change the world for our future generations, and so they can look back on us with pride and say that these people stood up and they did something about it, and they wanted to, and they laid the bed perfect for us so we can have a nice sleep at night.
Absolutely, and live in more love. And so your book, once again, is called...
The Flame Mode of Living.
The Flame Mode of Living. And that's available on Amazon and...
It's available on Amazon and for until the end of the month from my website, modeofliving.com. I'm changing my website. Yeah.
Okay. So modeofliving.com, The Flame Mode of Living. I want to thank you. What a joy. Indeed, we definitely need to change our mode of living and become more joyful, more loving. So absolutely. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much. It was so nice of you to have me.
My pleasure. Hold on.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.